there and hook onto it right there.
Did I hear lateral field or to the, is it city?
It's just a lateral, yeah. And it'll go from that sewer tank right there, that'll go right down there from that holding tank.
Well, that's something you'll have to get approved.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been with John on that, and he keeps me pretty straight on that sort of stuff. So everything will be going through John Sooty, so on that.
Oh, we've got an email from your neighbor there saying that you haven't got permission to do that yet.
Pardon?
We've got a letter from your neighbor there that owns the rental.
Do you know what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's her name? Edwards.
Yeah, Helen Edwards.
Said that you don't have permission to do that yet, to use their lateral.
Oh, well, I thought I had that. Anyway, that might change here shortly because he's about ready to sell it back to me.
No.
So that's a condition. I will have to just come here shortly after it. But I'll know within a week. So. But I don't understand why he even turned it down. There's the other part of that, sewer system from that U-Haul dealership up there runs down to a leach field that's on my property. So I'll have to find out what happened. So, but I'll take care of that too. We have to.
In the building is going to be a commercial activity that you're proposing to build a hair salon? Is that?
Yeah, but right now, what I have right now is somebody that wants to do hair. I got somebody that wants to do massages. So I'm building about 3,200 square, let's say 20 by 16, about 360 square feet, somewhere right in there to be separated for that purpose, yeah. So.
And how big will the other side be?
Well, it'll be 30 feet by 16.
So that's the entire structure,
the entire
and you're going to split
building,
it up.
Yeah.
So if it was, the R1's what's tripping that up. Could that be an apartment or is there something else, another structure? Because it doesn't seem like he's describing a home to me. It's a commercial building with living quarters.
I plan on living in the other part of it.
Right.
But is there
that's basically my last building, probably. I'm retiring now, and I'm looking forward to, having a little bit of... And I got some other little problems myself, too, that medically I need to be set up a little bit on that basis. And I got some things close for me to work with, too. So,
are there any opportunities out there where he wouldn't even need a CUP if it was?
Not if he wants to live in a residence. He's creating a residential structure, even though half of it is commercial. That's not allowed any other way in a C2 without a CUP. If he was just putting a single family home, it wouldn't be even allowed. He couldn't even come and apply for it. It's not allowed because it'd be a principal structure. By having the salon, it's a secondary, and it falls within that ability.
It'll be a salon with living quarters.
Yes. With a CUP.
Oh, a CUP.
And really, the water and sewer part would be figured out by the county, right? So
we're through the city of Branson.
We're trying to see if
the sewer, though, got to be figured out.
That's
something that had to be done.
John's got to be careful on that.
No building permit until that's figured out and straightened out and approved.
Is there anybody here that signed up to speak for or against this application? Um, to me, it's a pretty straightforward, unusual kind of deal. But in C2, you should be able to pretty well, you know, if the guidance is to do a CUP, that he's trying to do the right thing, to me, put in a commercial building that he's going to live in. So, and then, you know, once, if the property ever sold, the CUP would go away, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It could be a commercial building, but you wouldn't be able to live in it until they came back before the Planning Commission.
Do you have a name for the salon yet, or?
Pardon?
Do you have a name for the salon?
Nothing yet. Not anything on that.
Still working on that.
Preliminary plans. I've got a couple volunteers I want to go in, and we'll work on that part of it too. So.
And how would you ingress and egress from that property?
That's a driveway right there. Right there, and where that line comes down, there is a driveway right there.
I can see it.
Yeah, okay.
Right there, you go.
But you would be crossing it.
So you have an easement, right, to go across?
Easement, yeah.
Okay.
That's a permanent easement. When I sold the U-Haul to him, that was made a permanent easement through there. So.
All right, I think we have enough here. Do we have enough to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve it.
Got a motion to approve?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the motion as, or the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I think we're good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
Work with Cody and the team on next steps. All right. Do we have, Cody, any old or new business?
I do not.
Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Third.
All right. Third. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Meeting is adjourned.
Bam!
I was frightened for a moment.